Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
And watching sport is good for your brain. Scientists in Japan have found that watching sport is linked with greater levels of life fulfillment in a study of 20,000 people. And then research involving an MRI scan of 14 volunteers found watching sport activated the brain's reward circuits, bringing about feelings of happiness or pleasure. And watching sport every day helped people feel a greater sense of well-being more easily.
Excellent.
Yes.
Good. Well, I suppose it is. And Phil, feel free to join in on this.
I knew it.
I suppose it is one of the few things that's live. I mean, you know, like there's that and there's also the... So, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen. It's one of those things that everybody listens to or watches at exactly the same time. You know what I mean? So that adds to it. And then you're saying that there's happiness or pleasure, but there's also disappointment sometimes.
You know? Emotional roller coaster, Phil. Take us through the experience.
You think of... I'm going to play audio of the best man to explain what it's like to come through an emotional roller coaster in Rory McIlroy. You think back to watching the Masters last month, Ian, where it was tough to watch the final day, but then the happiness comes.
Yeah, I know.
He still can't watch it.
He can't.
He says he struggles to watch it because he breaks down. I remember having to watch it back a few days later.
Yeah, you were in bits that day.
Because it was just like, I was behind the couch at times going, Rory, what are you doing?
Shake it out. Florence and the Machine on Today FM. Is it my imagination or is Florence kind of not around really anymore?
So she featured with Taylor
on the
Tortured Poets Department. She did a song called Florida with Taylor Swift, and that was a brilliant song, but there hasn't been much from her.
No.
To be fair, you're right.
Like, is it? Oh. Good.
No, you are right.
But she hasn't announced that she's given anything up.
No,
she's just gone a bit quiet for a little while.
I think she went into acting for a while.
Oh.
And I don't know how that went, but I'm sure she's working away, squirreling some music away as we
Very
speak.
Very good. Thanks for that. That wasn't rehearsed, by the way.
No, it wasn't.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Avonmore Supermilk, a super way to start your day.
Well, that's obvious anyway.
So Shona's here with your showbiz news. Mission Impossible, the swanky London premiere.
It was on in Leicester Square last night, and Tom Cruise was in attendance to promote what is thought to be the last film in the Mission Impossible series. And Tom, he just can't stay still. He's always climbing up onto something. So
he's a bit like Dermot, who was on the Kickstart earlier on today.
A busy man. So he couldn't just walk on the red carpet. He climbed on top of a red plane on the red carpet to wave at everybody. Now, our entertainment guru, Shannon Keenan, was there on the red carpet.
Was she?
And she managed to have a chat with the stars of the movie. And now if anyone can nab Tom Cruise, it's Shannon.
Shannon got him.
She did. She got to have a chat with him and she asked him about his first ever stunt.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I tore the sheets off my bed when I was 4 years old. Well, I jumped off the roof. I climbed up the gutter. I climbed up on the roof and I jumped off the roof. I had it tied. It didn't work. And I was laying back in the thing and I just saw the stars and I thought, thank goodness my mother didn't see me. I knocked myself out. That was the first time I knocked myself out.
Now, hopefully that doesn't inspire too many four-year-olds out there.
I don't think...
Not a good idea.
Don't try that at home. But he's been at it since he was four. You know, he was just born to do those stunts.
Yeah.
You know?
Brilliant. So that's the final installment then. Is it this weekend?
It's out on May 21st,
next Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay. Funny day to be...
I thought the same, but I double-checked it and it did say Wednesday,
Okay, and speaking of movies, an exciting movie series announcement.
Yeah, now earlier this year, Sam Mendes announced his ambitious new project.
Yes,
a four-movie series. Each movie will focus on one of the band members. Ian, the Beatles are one thing, right?
Yeah.
But there's another project in the pipeline that's going to follow a similar format. And it's a lot more interesting, I think, to people listening at home. It's Paw Patrol. So Nickelodeon have given the green light to 5 new hour-long Paw Patrol specials, and each special will focus on a different dog.
Whenever there's a problem down at Venture Bay.
Oh, she's happy now.
Yeah, so we don't know what the story is, when that'll be out. 2026, I think.
All right, so, okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I don't know which dogs, because there's loads of dogs in the Paw Patrol universe.
Oh, I know, yeah.
You know, so right. I don't know which dogs. I know Rubble is definitely getting his own one.
Excellent.
But we'll have to see about Chase and Marshall.
So
and the
this
rest
is
of
probably
them.
A pattern now, Mary, they're going to do this. So there'll probably be a U2 one.
Probably. And, it's, you know, it could work.
The A-team.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a bit... No,
but, ah, listen, we take it. Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you
enjoy
too.
Yourself.
Thanks
you have no
million.
Plans, I believe.
No.
So it's going to be one of those ones. Ah,
ah
no, that's
boring.
Good. That's good.
Ah, boring.
That's what weekends are for, yeah.
Who knows what might happen?
Okay, we're going to play Waffle. All right, now we're all set up. Yes, we are. We've got the ding. Yeah. Oh, yes. Damien Lynch is going to have a go today. Damien is in Monaghan, and he is doing some skimming this morning. Is that where you throw a rock in the water and it bounces across? Is that the way it goes, Damien?
I wish it was, but it's not. It's a wee bit harder than that, Ian.
Is it? Really? More skilled, is it?
Well, some skill involved, yes. Yeah.
What's skimming?
Skimming plastering. It's a form of plastering.
Ah, right. So you're doing walls?
Yes, walls and ceilings.
Okay, and so that's makes it all flat and straight and all that.
That's it. And I'll hopefully leave it ready for painting.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not joking. That is a real skill, isn't it?
It is. We spend a bit of time getting it right.
Getting it right, yeah. Good on you. Very good. So, are you working all morning on one particular place? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've 2 to 3 weeks in the inside of a house here.
Right. Oh, very good. Excellent. Well, keep up the great work there.
We'll keep it going anyway.
Have you got one of those radios that has loads of little bits of plaster all over it?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's where we do, like a plastered radio here.
So excellent. All right, well, listen, are you ready to have a go at this?
Yeah.
I want to wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks very much.
And we'll just see how it goes. You were saying to Charlie, I was going to say it's really easy. I don't think it's that easy now, to be honest. So we'll see how it goes. Here we go. Best of luck.
Today's waffle topic is...
Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna, she's a singer. She has perfume. Oh, only girl in the world. Barbados.
Wow.
None.
I mean, you've got a lot of knowledge going on there, to be fair. But
only girl in the world. I don't know if she's pregnant.
Ella.
Umbrella.
There you go.
That's it. I really don't know.
We found love in a hopeless place. Diamonds. Diamond. The other one says diamonds about 400 times. ASAP Rocky is her fella. And you mentioned makeup and all that. She has a cosmetics brand which is called Fenty. And that's based on her surname, because her real name is Robin Rihanna Fenty. So, yeah, I know. Listen. Damien, I thought it was very good, though, because you knew quite a bit about her, to be fair. You know,
yeah, and yet I knew nothing. And yet I knew nothing.
There you go. Damien, thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you. So, let's meet our contestants for today and see we get on. Elaine Allen. Hello, Elaine. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Excellent. I believe you're packing. You're going away to Spain, yeah?
We're going next week.
Oh, lovely. Very nice. So you're packing quite early there. I normally leave it till the last minute, like.
No, we have 2 small boys we should bring with us.
All right, so you have to be organised.
Have to be organised.
Excellent. And what part of Spain are you going, do you know?
Salou.
Oh, very nice, yeah. A lot of Irish people go to Salou, actually. And have you been there before?
No, never.
All right, I believe it's beautiful. So enjoy yourself. You've earned it. You've had a busy old time, you know, so enjoy
yourself.
For
sure.
Yeah, and Jeff is there as well. Hi, Jeff. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you keeping?
Excellent. Are you looking forward to the holiday, yeah?
Yes.
Excellent.
It'd be better if the weather was bad before we left, you know?
I know, yeah, it is kind of, it's quite nice here, all right, at the moment. Anyway, still, you know, the whole idea of the wheels going up on a plane, it does kind of detach you, and it means we're on holidays now, we can do our own thing.
But
when you're here, you have to work and you have to do all that kind of stuff. Anyway, listen, enjoy yourselves. And enjoy yourself in the fantastic Ash Hotel in Tralee. A little bonus for you there. When you come back, you can organise to stay there for a couple of nights. So are you ready to do this, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Elaine and Jeff, I want to wish you the very best of luck on this. We're going to start the clock and you're going to have 60 seconds on that clock to give us today's topic. We need just need 10 of these, and maybe we'll start with you, Elaine, on the first one. Cadbury chocolate bars.
Twirl.
Yes. One. Jeff.
Twix.
Twix. No, no. Twix Snickers. Is not Cadbury. Go on.
Snickers.
No.
Whisper.
What?
Whisper.
Whisper. Whisper, whisper, yes.
Flake.
Go on, yeah, you go for it.
Mars.
Buttons.
You're obsessed
buttons.
With Mars.
White buttons.
What?
White chocolate buttons. White.
Oh, lovely, yes.
Alfredo bars.
Yes. Alfredo bars, excellent. Okay,
that's six.
Little Cadbury bars. I'm in the kids' sweet press.
Yeah, the little small ones. Yeah, very good. Okay, that's eight. What about, you know, the way the different flavours, the ones that have the kind of the nuts in them and things like that?
Oh, hold
on. Good man. Good man, Jeff. One more.
Green
Crisp. Oh, he's got it now. He's on a roll. Well done, Elaine, mostly. But Jeff, just towards the end there, that was superb. Great performance altogether. Well done.
When your mind goes blank on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, fair play to you. Enjoy yourself in Spain and enjoy yourself in the Ash Hotel in Tralee. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.